Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Cedarcroft Halloween Manor, located at 300 West Market Street in McLeansboro, is now open evenings from 7 until 9 p.m. If the lights are on, feel free to walk through if you dare. They have been called the Halloween House, the Haunted House, the Skeleton House, the Scary House, and much, much more. They love creating unique Halloween experiences for all ages. So if you see the lights are on, stop by and walk through and be prepared to be scared. Hamilton County Home and Community Education will offer monthly homesteading lessons. The October lesson will be held on October 16th from 9 until 11 a.m. Participants will learn how to make hot pepper jelly and cowboy candy. There is no cost to attend, but pre-registration is required. Call 643-3416 to sign up today. We plan to offer some type of lesson each month. Homemade Christmas candy in November and sourdough bread in December. The Hamilton County HCE and Hamilton County 4-H will host a sewing workshop on October 14th from 9 a.m. until noon in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement. Youth and adults will work together to make comfort pouches and make lap throws for the assisted living and nursing facilities in Hamilton County. You do not need to know how to sew to be helpful, or we can teach you how to sew. Make plans to attend and help with this worthy cause. Race on over to Achievement Night. The annual Achievement Night will be held Monday, October 27th at 6 p.m. in the Hamilton County Courthouse basement. This year's theme is 4-H is off to the races. Grab your best dress and colorful hat or jacket and plan to join us for an evening of fun as leaders, members, and Clover Buds are recognized. Several awards and recognition will be given to deserving individuals. Please bring a Pringer-type food to share. The annual slideshow should prove to be entertaining as well for all as we review the past year, and maybe you will get lucky and pick the winning horse. If you bet on 4-H, you're sure to be a winner. The next Federation meeting will be held on Monday, October 13th at 10 a.m. in the courthouse basement. We will be electing officers and making plans for the Haunted Trail and Achievement Night. We will also be decorating our hats to wear to Achievement Night. This will be fun, so please plan to join us. Hamilton County HCE hosted a pickleball workshop on Saturday, October 4th at 10:30 at the pickleball courts in McLeansboro. Thank you to all who attended. A new club has started in Hamilton County. Currently, we have 12 members meeting weekly to build with Lego. Each week, participants are assigned a task, and they must build with the supplies in their assigned tote. To date, we have done a building and a scene that tells a story. The kids are really enjoying this workshop. And now they have the opportunity to build each month and take a picture and submit it to the state 4-H office for a state competition, which should prove to be fun for these youth. Across the United States, National 4-H Week will take place October 5th through the 11th. This year, we will partner with other counties in Unit 24 to participate, which are activities for National 4-H Week. Sunday was Service Project Day. Monday is My Story Monday. Tuesday is Take a Treat Tuesday, so take a treat to someone who has a positive impact on your 4-H journey. Wednesday is Wear Green Wednesday. Show your 4-H pride and wear green to school that day. Thursday is Thank Your 4-H Leader, Family, and Mentor for all their support throughout the year. Friday is Flashback Friday. Share your favorite 4-H memory. And Saturday is Showcase Saturday. Share a photo of your favorite 4-H project or award that you have won throughout the year. This is a great way to showcase 4-H members in Hamilton County for all that they have done. From October 1 through November 4th, Casey's and 4-H are joining forces to strengthen the communities they call home. With more than 2,900 stores across the Midwest and the South and more than 2.5 million active 4-H'ers in those areas, this partnership is helping more young people become beyond ready to lead and give back. This is a way to be locally and nationally involved. You can support 4-H at Casey's in two easy ways. October 1st through 10th, round up your in-store purchase to donate to 4-H. October 1st through November 4th, add a donation to any made online or in Casey's app order. Every donation benefits local 4-H programs. This year, there will be several Illinois scholarships available, so anyone who is over the age of 15 can apply for these scholarships. Check out your local extension office to find out what scholarships are available that can help you support your college career. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.